setting off from their grotty basement flat in Brixton on Friday morning with their weekend bags, then counting down the hours until 5:30 on the dot when she had raced off to the tube, ignoring the disapproving look from her boss, who shouted after her about being a part-timer. There were delays on the line, so she only just made it to Paddington on time, and Matt was waiting, agitated they would miss the train. He took her by the hand and pulled her running down the platform, until they found their carriage and fell, laughing, into their seats. As soon as the train pulled out, Matt took off his tie, and they splashed out on a gin and tonic from the bar, enjoying the views as they journeyed away from the unlovely city outskirts and into the gentle fields. "I could live here," said Matt, negotiating the map, as they walked from the station to their bed and breakfast in a perfect Regency terrace. "Everything is so beautiful. When we're grown up, we should definitely move here to raise our kids." And Tessa agreed. They were only 24. Everything was safely in the rosy future, fuzzy and unpredictable. But there was no doubt they were in this together. The landlady opened the door, and you could tell from the way she looked at them that she didn't believe for a moment they were married. Tessa was glad she had taken the precaution of putting a curtain ring on her finger. She had guessed from the woman's voice on the phone when she made the booking that unmarried couples would not be welcome. Upstairs they had whispered and giggled as they slipped under the flouncy bed linen, imagining the landlady might knock on the wall if she heard any action. Tessa stepped out onto the bath mat and squeezed her hair dry in front of the mirror that covered an entire wall. Her basin up one end, his up the other, each accessorized by its respective grooming products. A harbinger of separate beds, perhaps, if unwillingness to spit into a shared sink was the first symptom of mutual physical distaste. Her phone beeped, and she smiled when she saw it was a text from Max, wishing her a great weekend and to say he would be dropping off some washing soon, hope that was okay. She texted back, "Fine, LOL, Mum, kiss kiss." It was a joke between them that she still pretended to think LOL stood for lots of love. Silly old woman, Luddite fool, with her anachronistic fondness for remaining a domestic slave to her children, in a postmodern way, which meant she volunteered to do it, unlike her mother's generation, who had it foisted upon them. She was exercising a woman's right to choose, which was where we were now, in terms of sexual politics. Right now, the choice she was exercising was in favour of big hair to offset the ballast that lay below. She rubbed in some volume-enhancing mousse and walked through to the bedroom, plugging in the dryer and hanging her head upside down, fixing her tinted roots in a gravity-defying upward whoosh. "Take that, nature." She glanced sideways in the mirror and was intrigued to see how it wasn't just her hair that was falling down, it was also her entire face. Her cheeks and her lips were hanging down, as if melting towards her eyes, like a facelift gone wrong. Her phone rang, and Tessa righted herself to take the call. "Get over it," she thought. "You're 50, not 25, so why wouldn't your face show a bit of slack?" "Sandra!" Her best friend, confidant, and fellow underemployed homebird.
"Congratulations on your silver wedding. May it long remain untarnished."
"Thank you. Are you standing near a mirror?"
"Of course."
"Can you do something? Hold your head upside down, look in the mirror, and tell me what you see?"
"That's a funny request. I ring to wish you a happy anniversary, and now you've got me..." "Ah!"
Tessa smiled down the phone at the thought of her friend confronting another unwelcome sign of inelasticity.
"Weird, isn't it? Do you think it's time for the knife?"
"Too painful and anti-feminist.
Ha! So, all packed up and ready to show Matt how lucky he is to have you?
Don't depress me."
"What's depressing about it? A quarter century of fidelity to the man you love? Your meal ticket and partner in the three-legged race of marriage?
Or a failure of nerve and fear of the unknown?"
"Oh dear."
"Not really. Of course I'm looking forward to it. Just can't believe I'm old enough."